Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
review of Alexander Hamilton, a rap opera from the United States, and I'm off to talk about it. Just going across here, podcast while driving. It's only be actually a couple of minutes, so I'll be able to review it. So I have been driving off to Canberra, back to Canberra. It's about 1,000 kilometre round trip, 6 hours, 7 hours driving all up. And during that, we heard on the way back Alexander Hamilton, with our children had sung certain amounts from it. And it's unlike Andrew Lloyd Webber or anything else like that. There's a lot of rap in this opera, so it's very much different. And you sort of pick up a little bit of it in terms of it's the American Revolutionary stuff, so it's a very pro-American and stuff like that. And so it's sort of a bit of interest. It's not until you actually sit through it that you actually the full enormity of it hits you. Now, it's absolutely painful to see how the British and the French mucked up North America and it became independent. And there's, you know, all this, fantasists. There's a whole lot of fantasists here. There's, from an external viewpoint, there's like two sides to George Washington. All the beautiful American heroes who sort of a bit two-sided, and Australia was the recipient of a fair number of people who lost out on the American Revolution. Various groups didn't always win. So, listening to Alexander Hamilton, I must admit, perhaps I'm too old, perhaps I just find rap a bit self-important, a bit, you know, you're listening to it. There is some rap songs which I've found actually funny, where they actually sort of talk about local issues in rap form. It's actually quite fun to hear, but there's sort of like this, when you listen to it, this self-important, I've rapped it, so therefore it's full of emotion. Well, I suppose, so I'm not a fan of rap, so that's probably where I've missed out. And then the American history aspect of it, in terms of, I suppose from an Australian moral point, you're out. There's sort of no redemption. You know, it's sort of like this idea between private failing and public failing. I suppose my overview is that if you're out, you're out. I've sort of suddenly got very low sympathy to Alexander Hamilton. And I don't know. There's lots of names in Australian history which I think are sort of very nuanced, flawed, you know, these highly, highly flawed characters. And everyone is flawed in their life except perhaps Alexander Hamilton. And, it's like this shock and horror. So, the story is of him taking command of some of the rebel forces in Yorktown and working with George Washington and going with Lafayette. Now, Lafayette is the French dude, collaborator, who got the French forces in the 7 years or 30 years war, which resulted in a whole heap of things. And definitely Lafayette in the post-Napoleonic era was sort of a hero dredged up, and he's historically speaking, outside the American concept, really, really disappointing. Then you've got all the other characters. So eventually they beat the British, and the British sing a song about, you know, you're just going to be really, you just try and govern, you just work out how it's all been ideal. So that's really good. And then you've got the George Washington, the American politics, and it's sort of like, oh, this teeth pulling to listen to it. And so he's there and he has to try and get the America up. So he starts up the Coast Guard, starts up the post office, and starts up the US banking system. And in order to get the US banking system, he comes up with a compromise of getting the US capital in Washington rather than in New York. So, right, that's great. But then no one knows what happened. No one was in the room that day. And of course, unfortunately, to the Australian ears, is that no one was in the room, so no one was in the room. So no one could be... You can't have a signature. If there's no one in the room, there is actually no one in the room. I know that sounds really stupid. I'll probably get my head kicked in if I said so. But to Australian ears, seeing there's no one in the room means to me that, unfortunately, there's no way it could be signed. Nothing could happen. There's actually physically... What I think they meant is that there's no... this is going to be a secret from history. We're actually not going to work out who said what and who compromised what to get the Washington stuff, etc. So he had to do, apparently, a whole lot of letter writing and stuff like that. Now, for me, that's... So he had so many papers, essays to write. Now... Sorry, does it defy logic? I think so. I think that for me it defies logic. Now I'm going to have to stop very soon, so I hope this is not too depressing for you to hear someone else. So, look, Alexander Hamilton, it's the sort of thing that people love and it's great and it's stuff like that, but unfortunately, I think it's rubbish, unfortunately. And... it's one of these things that I don't know whether someone would ever... Oops, come on, don't have a crash. Let me get in through here. I'm just going to go and pick up this situation here. Okay, well, I'll be with you in a second. Yeah, look, I'm just really, really not impressed. Okay, now I'm just going to go here and see what the deal is with this. Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, continuing on Alexander Hamilton. Perhaps, I have to say, in my book, the worst musical I've ever heard. However, firstly, don't listen to me, and my opinion doesn't matter. However, let's go back to Alexander Hamilton. He's... got to do all these essays, and you're thinking of public service essay writing. What's this all about? And I've got to write so much. And there's Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin's really interesting. I really don't quite understand what Thomas Jefferson. You know, is he a great man, or what exactly he did? However, he's got to do all this work. He ignores his 9-year-old son, and important, he's got a son called Philip Hamilton, and so it introduces the son and the wife and sisters go out, and he's got to work all the time, and this estranged wife throws herself on him, and supposedly, I don't know, whatever it is, seduces him, and he has a whole lot of sex with her. And then when he gets home, the husband writes a letter saying that I'll shut up if you pay me the sextortion money. So automatically, it's hard to say. I've got no... I don't know. I find politicians are so dubious anyway that they haven't got a good private life. I just, does it anyone? I don't know. So it goes on to and fro, and there's American politics and presidencies and people voting for different parties, joining for parties, and just keeps on going on and on. And eventually the son's out and about, and he says, your father's just a pretty rotten person, challenged you to a duel. And he says, oh, Dad, I'm going to be challenged to a duel. We're going to Jersey. There's no rules in Jersey. You can do anything, have a duel if you want. So what you do is you just point your pistol in the air, and, of course, the son gets shot. He gets septicemia, dies, and the wife who's got... We don't know what's happened to the daughter. I think the daughter might come out later on. Just see how this goes. Yeah, the wife is... okay, I think I've got to do this. Okay, so I'm about half going through traffic, trying not to avoid running into trucks and trailers and all these sorts of things. I'm going about the place. The wife is upset. They go downtown. It's also New York is a huge, big, the Big Apple already, I suppose. I mean, how big can it be? I don't know. What sort of site? Obviously, America is doing quite well because at this stage there's US whaling boats and whaling stations in Australia, so that's what I know of it. but it goes along, and he dies, and then he's invited back into politics, and it left at the point we actually got home. By the time he's going to have another duel. And of course, yeah, that's my take on Alexander Hamilton. He's going to have another duel, and we know that he gets shot eventually, so good on you, America. Okay, we're back again after the next little break. just got myself going to a gym, and the manager's... ex-military from up at Brisbane Regiment, and sort of instantly knew. I don't think he's got the term must attack, but he must go, go, go. Now, that aside, putting that to all aside, mentally aside, the. Let's get my brain. All right, Alexander Hamilton, the. Sort of shock that I sort of can understand 18th century 19th century, beginning of the 19th century belief that there is separation between public and private life. You can be a privately you can actually live fast and loose and morals, but then when it comes to public life, the fact that he cheated on his wife is sort of like, get over yourself, just, do what the Japanese do, sort of commit harikari for offending yourself. But that's also ridiculous, but how you actually... the human nature is like this. I mean, it's all sordid and complicated and stuff like that. But we live in a sort of complicated society where you are suddenly in power and responsible for other people. So as part of that growth process is that process of saying, no, I won't do it. So he gets his own son shot in a duel. How stupid is that? And then it's hearing that he's going to get stuck in a duel. Now, you've got all these great institutions. America sounds absolutely great. These great institutions happen. Can I say, I'm trying to do anything in Australia. No, it can't be done. It's just too tough. It's just too complicated to do. So America sounds an absolutely fantastic place. You've got libraries, coast guards, everything. Let's start up the new nation. It sounds good enough. Let's go on and stuff like that.
by comparison, Australia is such hard work to get things done. Oops. So that's, I suppose, but at the end of it, we don't produce such inane things. They have these sort of things, sort of revisionist history that every man is made equal. What about women and how we're going to do without slavery? And that George Washington was a slave owner. And, I suppose if you're going to be in charge of people, it's just there's this inbuilt slavery, and I think there's this sort of bizarre, I don't know, you can see these overtones of slavery and prison systems in a whole heap of institutions. People love people obeying them and love having to take responsibility for other people's actions. And, you know, once people will obey you unquestioningly, you've suddenly got a huge weight of responsibility for it. And there's really no need for it. It sounds as though I'm ranting at the moment. Probably am. So that's it. Alexander Hamilton gets a sort of, basically, if the Americans capture me and want to get me to confess to everything, they just have to play that to me, and I'll confess to anything they want, and I'll be their person. They've got an ultimate tool of torture there, Alexander Hamilton.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.